This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Well, good morning, America. This is Gun Owners News Hour. Talking a little bit about President Asterisk today. Now, we've already had, you know, he's already given a speech about what he's going to do to tackle crime. And his focus has nothing to do with crime. It has everything to do with gun control. But, you know, that's all beside the point. They have adopted a zero-tolerance policy for dealers. This means that absent extraordinary circumstances that would need to be justified to the director, ATF will seek to revoke the licenses of dealers that first time that they violate federal law. This will be a historic policy that will make sure that we hold gun dealers across the country who are contributing to the supply of crime guns accountable. Well... I only deal with a few FFLs, so I don't know how widespread that is. I'm sure that there is probably, one or two out there that are bad people. I don't know what the number would be. I kind of think this is the wrong direction to be going in to address crime, but, you know, I'm trying to feel this out. Ahead of the speech, the Justice Department on Tuesday announced a new effort to create strike forces to slow the flow of guns into cities. Attorney General Merrick Garland last month unveiled a different initiative to send federal agents to cities that need support catching or prosecuting criminals. I would think any blue city needs it because they've been defunding the police, wouldn't they? Wouldn't they all need it? Biden's aides repeatedly stressed in the run-up to the speech that he will seek to attribute the spike in violent crime, which began around May 2020, to the COVID-19 pandemic, which triggered widespread U.S. lockdowns in March 2020, rather than link it to the chaotic aftermath of mass protests and rioting that began in May 2020 after the murder of George Floyd by a Minneapolis police officer. Their words. White House Press Secretary Ginger Goebbels, for instance, repeatedly asserted that crime increased 18 months ago, despite the fact that the side-by-side comparisons of the first 5 months of 2020 and 2021 demonstrate a significant jump in murders and car thefts. Biden, and what they're trying to do is they're trying to make out like this has been going on under Trump for a very, very long time. Biden faces a political minefield, with even the leftist pundits warning that soaring crime could wreck the Democratic political fortunes and potentially return former Donald Trump to the White House. And Biden, once infamous for pushing or authorizing laws in the 80s and 90s that disproportionately jailed black Americans and sent some people to jail for life for marijuana, also risks alienating left-wing advocates of defunding or abolishing the police. Quite the tightrope, this dude. More like a slack line that he's walking. White House officials who previewed the speech said he will mention that states will receive $350 billion as part of the March COVID-19 bill that can use that money on police, though Biden aides have been careful to use the term community policing, which emphasizes policing that makes an effort to keep good relations with locals. Have you ever seen RoboCop 2? Remember when RoboCop, when they decide to get away from his primary directive, which is, you know, three very simple things, they decide to add all this minutiae to it. This is RoboCop 2. We get this from a very helpful White House aide. A city like Atlanta, experiencing a surge in gun violence as a result of the pandemic, could choose to use a portion of their American Rescue Plan dollars to hire more officers or to pay them overtime when those funds would be used to advance community policing. Now, when 2020 data is complete, The national murder rate is expected to be about 25% above 2019. In major U.S. cities, murders and other violent crimes remain high this year. Read that to mean blue cities. In 2020, New York City's murder rate soared 44% to 462, driven by slayings in the second half of the year. Shootings were up 97%, burglaries were up 42%, car thefts increased 67%. And this crime spree has continued into 2021. New York City had 17.4% more murders, 73% more shootings, and 24.9% more car thefts as of the end of May this year compared to the end of year-to-date total in May 2020, when it was already up. So that means it's continuing its little uptick. In Washington, D.C., murders as of late May were up 25% compared to the same time in 2020, and vehicle thefts were up 34%. The national rate of violent crime gradually declined in the 1990s and early 2000s before increasing in 2015 in what some analysts dubbed the Ferguson effect, which is the correct term. Policing pullback was encountered nationwide over a series of well-publicized fatal police encounters, including the August 2014 killing of 18-year-old Michael Brown during an altercation with a police officer in the St. Louis suburb. I love the way these news outlets get out there and want to, you know, they don't want to just say it. And I don't understand why they just don't want to say it. They should just go ahead and say it. Michael Brown was trying to kill that officer. He was attacking that officer. This was not a gentle giant. This isn't like the guy from The Blind Side. This guy was a thug. He was a hood. Anyway. Then we had the speech. Biden's crime fighting initiative, is going to focus on strengthening background checks, banning assault weapons and high-capacity magazines, and boosting community policing. So right off the bat, the first three items of his plans go nowhere. Because they don't have the votes. They couldn't even pass H.R. 1 in the Senate. So they don't have the votes. Both Biden and Attorney General Merrick Garland pointed to the historic rise in crime in the summertime and said the rise may be more pronounced as the nation comes out of the COVID-19 pandemic. They are insisting that curbing gun violence is key to tamping down a staggering surge of crime across the U.S. Biden, which, you know, Biden is, of course, a gun statistics expert, without a doubt, if he would tell you this. He said, talk to most responsible gun owners and they'll tell you there's no possible justification for having 100 rounds in a magazine. He also pointed out, unless the deer is wearing a Kevlar vest. The deer. He also took aim at the argument used by Second Amendment advocates that the right to self-defense needed to protect against potential government tyranny. He said, those who say the blood of patriots, you know, and all this stuff about how we're going to have to move against the government, if you think you need to have weapons to take on the government, you need F-15s and maybe some nuclear weapons. We're not changing the Constitution, we're enforcing it. I always get a kick out of the nuclear weapon argument, simply because ever since we have used nuclear weapons, everybody has been in a big rush to never use them again, even though we stockpile them to a certain degree. Those stockpiles have gone way down. Nobody wants to or intends to use them if they can get away with it. And that's always the first thing they come up with in the anti-gun argument. He said that 90% of the illegal guns found at crime scenes were traced back to 5% of gun dealers. Well, it's not like they went and bought them in a gun shop. Now is it, Mr. President? There's always a lot of facts. I totally understand it, because if we gave out facts, then you can't be anti-gun. The data just doesn't support that. We'll be right back. This is Gun Owners News Hour.
If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with the high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
Franklin Armory makes top-quality AR-style firearms for sports, military, and law enforcement. 100% made-in-America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do, too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word LOCK AND LOAD at franklinarmory.com.
For over 25 years, Arrow Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Arrow Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Arrow Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders. Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th, Arrow Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Both my legs were amputated due to an IED. It's when you start to try to get back into, like, an everyday life. I absolutely felt like I lost some of my purpose. There must be something more. When DAV came into my life, they gave me a new mission. I could still be a productive member of society, could still support a family.
The DAV gave him that sense of structure and purpose again to get his life back together.
Visit DAV.org to learn more about our mission.
Welcome back. This is Gun Owners News Hour. Last November, the now-defunct Trump Accountability Project, linked to former Democratic National Committee Press Secretary Hari Sabugin, bruited its plan to blacklist those who worked for the Trump administration. Sabugin tweeted, "Employers considering them should know that there are consequences for hiring anyone who helped Trump attack American values. Find out how at the Trump Accountability Project." Representative Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. 2, she also called for devising lists of Trump supporters for punishment and so that they could be ostracized. And this rhetoric reeked of a witch hunt to name and shame anyone linked to the former president. By the way, if you were a Caucasian or a gun owner or a few other things, you also would have been on this list. Now that the Biden administration is securely ensconced in the White House, the blatant malice has been toned down with some disingenuous calls for unity, of course. But there's a persistent targeting of unwoke conservatives. In fact, if anyone not aligned with the hate America script of, you know, social justice warriors, and in this Biden administration, they have been very active with this. There are several recent instances that highlight a hypocritical progressive agenda to enforce groupthink and extinguish critical and independent thinking. Like in May, the IRS denied 501c status to Christians Engaged, a Texas-based prayer group that encourages members to pray for the country and its elected officials, motivates citizens to vote for cultural impact, and campaigns for preserving the Constitutional Republic. They also endeavor to integrate civic involvement as part of religious practice, but they do not promote any party or candidate. However, in his official letter denying tax exemption, Stephen A. Martin, the IRS director of exempt organizations, clearly implies that biblical values are exclusively Republican. He wrote, "While you educate voters on what the Bible says about issues, your educational activities are not neutral. The topics typically are affiliated with distinct candidates and specific political party, i.e. Republican platforms." The First Liberty Institute, a Christian legal organization, is appealing this decision as discriminatory, and argues that there is no requirement that organizations be neutral on public policy issues. And that's just because there is some overlap between the views of Christians Engaged and the Republican Party, they cannot conclude the organization serves private interests. This decision amounts to a violation of free speech, free exercise, and free establishment clauses in the First Amendment. Declaring biblical teachings as exclusively Republican is also a bit slippery. That can lead to future discrimination against Christian organizations and even churches, but it's also going to point out that on the Democratic side, they're pretty basically saying that we don't believe in them, and we don't adhere to them, and we don't think about them. Now, the Muslim Brotherhood-affiliated Council on American Islamic Relations and the Islamic Society of North America enjoy tax exemption, even though they have been shown to be financing terrorism. In the 2008 Holy Land Foundation case, the largest terror funding trial in American history, the government had produced ample evidence that CARE, INSA, and the other MB groups were associated with the designated terror group Hamas. One MB document presented in court said the work of the Ikhwan in the U.S. is a kind of grand jihad in eliminating and destroying Western civilization from within and sabotaging its miserable house by their hands and the hands of the believers so that it is eliminated and God's religion is made victorious all over all other religions. Then there's Colorado Baker Jack Phillips. Fined $500 under the state's anti-discrimination law for refusing to make a gender transitioning cake for a transgender activist. That is the weirdest case I've ever seen. I've gone a few places and asked for a few things to be done. And while this would not be logistically hard for him to do, I'm pretty sure anything nowadays, given the level of technology, is attainable by just about anybody. They can get just about any product if they don't have it, whatever it is. And when they tell me they can't do it, I just go, okay. And I walk away and I leave. Don't you just think there was somebody walking around? Probably knew who old Jack Phillips was, and they decided, you know what, I'm going to set up old Jack. A gender transitioning cake. Did they eat that in the recovery room, I wonder? Anyway, Colorado had earlier barred Phillips, a devout Christian, from designing custom wedding cakes after he declined to make one for a same-sex wedding. Does that sound like a little bit of overreach to you? We, the state of Colorado, bar you from making cakes. But then he won a Supreme Court victory in 2018, explaining that he was unwilling to violate his beliefs and was exercising his First Amendment right to religious freedom. So even though that happened, and this is the thing about Supreme Court rulings, or any rulings for that matter, that the left doesn't care about them. The left looks at the law, and they see that as a salad bar. So this one that came down against them, they don't care. So they decided to target him again. And Phillips has filed a lawsuit citing his right to practice his faith, as well as his right to equal protection under the 14th Amendment, which he gets, by the way. Kristen Wagner, general counsel for Alliance Defending Freedom, said radical activists and government officials are targeting artists like Jack because they won't promote messages on marriage and sexuality that violate their core convictions. Then there's the kindergartners at the Ashlawn Elementary School who were subjected to transgender messaging on Read Across America Day. This month, the Biden administration announced the National Strategy for Countering Domestic Terrorism to target those who espouse racial or ethnic bigotry and hatred or anti-government ideology or anti-authority sentiment. Now, which is it? Which is it? I mean, that means you got to go arrest everybody that's in Antifa because they're against the government. You got to go arrest BLM because they're against the government. But then we go to the anti-government or anti-authority. And, you know, we're combining this by making it white supremacy versus libertarianism. While purporting to promote public safety, it aims to push critical race theory, the Muslim as victim narrative, and other radical leftist views. And rather than address the physical threat of terrorism, it's more about the ideological opponents of the Biden administration and encourages views befitting a democracy. And we'll tell you what those are later. Then in the military, there's the agenda to root out ideas and people who oppose the administration's fundamental transformation of America. It just gets worse and worse. We'll be right back. This is Gun Owners News Hour. At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Fusing the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage. At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
The family of George Floyd wants Congress to pass a package of police reform bills. A bipartisan group of lawmakers has already begun working on it. In Minneapolis, former officer Derek Chauvin was sentenced after being convicted of murdering George Floyd earlier this year.
22 and a half years is not enough. We were served a life sentence. We can't get George back. Gianna can't hug George again.
George Floyd's nephew, Brandon Williams. Family attorney Ben Crump also spoke.
Real justice in America will be black men and black women and people of color will not have to fear being killed by the police just because the color of their skin.
Chauvin still faces federal charges of using excessive force
and violating George Floyd's civil rights. This is USA Radio News. After weeks of criticism, Vice President Kamala Harris visited the U.S.-Mexico border for the first time since taking office, calling for a solution to the root causes of immigration. Harris went to El Paso, where she toured the Border Patrol station and met with faith-based homeless and legal immigration advocates. She told reporters that she met with five young Central American girls at the El Paso Processing Center. She said, "They asked me, how do you become the first woman vice president?" She said their approach has to be thoughtful and effective because we're talking about children. Harris was accompanied by Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas, Senator Dick Durbin, and Congresswoman Veronica Escobar, who represents the El Paso area. In March, President Biden appointed Harris with leading his administration's effort to stem increases in migration from Latin America to the southern U.S. border, including thousands of unaccompanied minors. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Welcome back. This is Gun Owners News Hour. Remember what I'm about to tell you here. There's 3,054 counties in these United States today. 3,054. Recently, taxpayer-funded National Public Radio has tried to downplay and trivialize the Second Amendment sanctuary movement without letting the facts get in their way. Now, this movement is primarily based upon the immigration sanctuary movement and the marijuana sanctuary movement, which have both been adopted by various states, and in has been found, there's been a Supreme Court decision indicating that the feds cannot require a state to enforce their laws, federal law. So, the Second Amendment sanctuary cities and states and counties and all these other things, the ones that have adopted it in these ways to where it will stand up to court in the same way the immigration sanctuary stuff will, has, you know, the precedent, the same Roe versus Wade precedent they tout all the time, they've actually set quite the trap. Quite the trap here. Now, there are NPR is saying there's 400 sanctuary counties or sanctuary areas for the Second Amendment. And to be clear, county-wise, there's 1,930 that have become Second Amendment sanctuaries, which is more than 61% of all the counties in the United States. And this is very slowly moving into this movement that is going to force the United States federal system of law to sort of acquiesce to it. 1,137 of those made the decision to protect the Second Amendment on their own, and the rest are located in the 15 states, the most recent being Texas, that declared themselves statewide Second Amendment sanctuaries. There's a place called sanctuarycounties.com, and they have a companion site, constitutionalsanctuaries.com. Run by Noah Davis. He has the most up-to-date maps and data available on the topic. He's tracked the Second Amendment sanctuary movement since its inception in his home state in Virginia, of all places. the fact that 61% of the country has chosen to protect the Second Amendment rights of their citizens is being ignored by the legacy media and by the Department of Justice. They're getting out there warning everybody, you will uphold these. Yeah, okay. Now, if they'd bothered to do a story on sanctuaries at all, the legacy media, their goal would have been to downplay, if not belittle, the movement. This is what you call a spin. They're putting a spin to it. And taxpayer-subsidized National Public Radio is the latest to try to torpedo the movement momentum, which is growing every single day. The only problem is that nobody that is interested in a Second Amendment sanctuary listens to NPR. On NPR's June 22nd edition of Here and Now, the host falsely states that there's only 400 counties that have become Second Amendment sanctuaries, not 1,930. This is a common error that they make within the legacy media. This one, in particular, stems from a story that was published more than a year ago by the Bloomberg anti-gun propaganda factory, The Trace, which keeps rebounding around on the internet, even though the numbers have increased significantly because of lazy reporting and shoddy research. Once a number gets put out there, like the 40% number, or the 90% number, or the, 50% of all the guns are owned by 3% number. All of these numbers they put out there, which are all based upon false data, then get repeated verbatim over and over again because this is the Goebbels model. Repeat the lie enough and it becomes the truth. This was not the only attack from NPR on the grassroots movement. The show's guest, Anders Walker, a constitutional law professor at St. Louis University School of Law, tore into the sanctuary movement even more. He said, it's a bit of political theater. They're using language made popular during the Trump presidency. Asked whether he believes the Biden-Harris administration will crack down on the sanctuary movement, Anders said Biden has been very savvy about not pushing issues that are going to generate an explosive backlash. However, I think he's made it clear he does want to go after things like the AR-15. Anders said, adding that if the Democrats win the midterm elections, they will likely re-up the assault weapon ban. Then they stage a little political theater of their own. The host asks, what message does this bill send, even if it's mostly purely symbolic? I personally, Anders answered, I personally think it sends a losing message, which is we're going to double down on opening up gun sales to everybody. I don't think that's a good look for the NRA. It's not a good look for gun owners. It makes them look irresponsible. I'm going to tell you what this opens up. If they're going to go out there and push this to this degree, then somebody's going to at some point out to them and possibly end up in court that, are you going to start promoting, are you going to round up every illegal immigrant in the United States then? Are you going to go in and arrest all the governors, whether they're past or present, that signed into law these recreational marijuana bills? Because these are in defiance of federal law. Now, with the Biden administration, you would expect them to, of course, no, they're not going to do that. But this trap that they lay for themselves, what this does is it ensures gridlock and it ensures failure. Like H.R. 1, everybody thought H.R. 1 was it. And I, if it had passed, it would have been very bad, very, very, very bad. And the states recognize this, and the states have been doing something about it as it's been coming along. But they need to continue to do it. Right up into 2024, there will be some states that shore up their voting system, which is mainly just asking for voter ID. If you're going to vote, show me your driver's license. I have to show my driver's license for everything. I have to show my driver's license when I go do the other day. I did something sort of trivial. They needed my license. Bought a car. They had to have my license to buy a car. It's not required to buy a car, but they just wanted to know that it was me. This sets up the Democrats now Two. They either are going to, they're going to have to explain the difference between defying federal law in the name of immigration and defying federal law in the name of the Constitution. See, there's no constitutional guaranteed right that anybody can come to the country whenever they want through any means. That they can't, you know, they can't dig a hole and come up there and pop up on American soil and go, I'm here, hence I am citizen. There's no constitutional amendment for that. There's no constitutional amendment to be able to smoke marijuana. Do I think that the path to citizenship should be abbreviated and maybe streamlined and everything else? Yes, I do. Just as I also know that people who become naturalized citizens of these United States are probably more patriotic than your common garden American walking around that was born here. Their appreciation, that cup runneth over. But by the same token, what the Biden administration, Merrick Garland's DOJ and everything else, what they're doing is they're saying, the law's the law, and you will follow it. Okay. Well, that applies all the way across the board, guys. There's your problem. There's your conundrum. So 61% of the counties of the United States are Second Amendment sanctuaries. We got nearly 20, we're about to have 22 states that are constitutional carry. 46 states allow open carry now. This seems problematic for the anti-gunners to me. We'll be right back. This is Gun Owners News Hour.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
If you feel America is facing more dangers than ever, you're right. Things are falling apart, it seems, every day. That's why you need to prepare for more of the unexpected, especially food shortages. When people panic, grocery stores run out of food fast. Would you survive without food for days, weeks, even months? The smart folks are buying emergency food now. Take a moment to shop MyPatriotSupply.com. We're America's leader in preparedness. With over a dozen years' experience, My Patriot Supply has earned over 40,000 four-star and five-star reviews. Our delicious, calorie-rich food averages 2,000 calories per day and lasts in storage up to 25 years, so it's there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a kit or two, and we'll ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait for something bad to happen again. Rather, be more self-reliant and prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer, it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer, Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer, excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at ImmuneSupportNow.com. That's ImmuneSupportNow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
One more time, shall we? This is Gun Owners News Hour. Vice President Kamala Harris. I'm used to, vice presidents are normally solid. Normally the president's going to be the Lamborghini and the vice president's going to be the Toyota Camry. I mean, very solid, very dependable, not very inspiring, not very exciting, right? Never seen anybody as inept at it as Kamala Harris. I mean, I'm not a politician, and I'm pretty sure I could go into that job and at the very least not do the same unforced errors that she does every time her face opens. She has just returned from Guatemala, where she discussed the root cause of the post-election surge of migrants to our southern border. She said people leave home because they don't have opportunities there to fulfill their basic needs, like feeding their children or keeping a roof over their head, or they're fleeing some kind of harm. Now, right now in the U.S., we're facing a surge in homicide and crime, in many American cities. Why aren't we discussing their root cause? It cannot be because, as Harris says about migrants, people don't have the opportunities there to fill their basic needs. Because these migrants come precisely because they see opportunity here, and they do not see it in their home country. But about Los Angeles, one local NBC affiliate recently reported 141 people have been murdered so far in 2021, a 22% increase over the same period in 2020. 600 people have been struck by gunfire and shootings in 2021, a 59% increase over this time last year. About Chicago, the Chicago Sun-Times recently reported, children in Chicago are dying from gun violence at a rate 3 times higher than last year. 10 children aged 15 or younger have been shot dead so far this year, up from the 3 children fatally shot during the same time period in 2020, and that's more than the number killed in all of 2019, the data shows. City of Chicago is a perennial leader, leading the nation in total number of homicides, but the annual homicide rate, which is murders per 100,000 residents in a dozen or so big American cities, is often higher than that of Chicago, some of them much higher. In 2018, the Pew Research Center wrote that cities that perennially have the most murders per capita have homicide rates that are much higher than the nationwide average. In St. Louis and Baltimore, murder rates in 2017 were more than 10 times the U.S. average of 5.3 homicides per 100,000 people. What about the race of these victims? You know, it's always about race, right? What about that? The New York Post writes, victims of homicides are disproportionately African-American, their words. At least 8,600 black lives are lost to homicide in 2020, an increase of more than 1,000 compared to 2019. Violent crime is concentrated in primarily low-income, marginalized black communities where the police are undersourced and Democratic leadership has abysmally failed. In Chicago, 80% of gun violence victims are black. According to the latest data in New York City, 71% of shooting victims are black, even though black people constitute just 26% of the city's population. Tragic reality is one black life was killed less than every hour in America last year. This, by the way, happened in 75 of the 3,054 counties. 75. Is police brutality or systemic racism the blame? About that whole racism is the cause argument, the Manhattan Institute's Heather McDonald points out anti-cop activists and many academics claim that racial crime disparities are simply a product of racist police deployment. But cops are oversaturated in black American neighborhoods, they argue, ignoring the pleas for help from community residents. And once there, they discover the same crimes that go undetected in white communities. But the bodies don't lie. Black Americans between the ages of 10 and 43 die of homicide at 13 times the rate of white Americans. This, and primarily, those guys are black. Black men. And unless one is prepared to argue that black Americans are simply genetically more inclined to commit homicide, where is that discussion then about root causes? Do you believe that black America is disproportionately inclined to kill people? I do not. I do not. So why aren't we discussing those root causes here? When there's a horrific urban shooting, the Democrats are quick to call for more gun control. Democrats, when there is an alleged case of police abuse against a black suspect, demand police reform, with some elected officials even calling for the defunding of the police. Democrats, when it comes to disparities in home ownership and net worth, readily talk about the legacy of slavery and Jim Crow, while failing to address, let alone explain, the increase in the rate of unmarried motherhood in America following the 60s war on poverty. And despite the clear evidence about the relationship between crime and fatherlessness, they do not want to talk about the root cause. This is primarily because the root cause is of their doing. All of these, in American blue cities, black America faces an existential threat. And because they're trying to stoke racial hate, in the meantime, we are going to see an uptick in, most of the time, white people attack white people and black people attack black people. And occasionally, you know, it gets mixed. But right now, in an effort to reclaim the black vote, because black America left the Democrats and they continue to leave the Democrats, but in an attempt to stimulate the return of the black vote to the Democratic side, a la Joe Biden. If you ain't voting for Biden, you ain't black, right? That's what he said, or whatever. Or if you vote for Trump, you ain't black. In order to return that, this racial animus towards every race out there has begun, because we're all getting blamed for it. Well, if you're Caucasian or Asian. Now, the uptick in Asian violence, or violence against Asians, is noticeable because of their percentage in the United States today. And the mainstream media does not talk about the uptick in violence against white Americans. Now, once again, let me reiterate. This has nothing to do with an inclination of black America to be violent or to commit homicide. Nothing at all. This has to do with blue chip Democratic policy in the inner cities. Because once again, back to that number, all of these violence issues are occurring in 75 out of 3,054 counties. 75. This has to do, you know, it all began with the push to get rid of fathers, which, you know, when you set a policy like that in place, well, then the mothers are going to get swept up in that, too. And then you have a bunch of children that are born that have nowhere to go, have no parents. They have no expectation of, you know, if you go to school, the schools, they're not attracting the best talent to teach these children. They do good just to have bodies show up to say that they're a teacher. No economic opportunity. No educational opportunity. No family structure. Where are they going to go? They're going to go to the only place that will accept them. And that's the gangs. And then they, you know, then they're in the system. They're in the trap. They're in the circle. But no, we can't talk about the root causes here, because that means we also, once again, have to admit that we are failures, these Democrat policies. These are the people that would really like to run your life, which is a form of slavery, by the way. That's their goal. That's their hope. Back again next week. Between now and then, stay aware. This has been Gun Owners News Hour.
Years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders. Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th, Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Franklin Armory makes top-quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do, too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word LOCK AND LOAD at franklinarmory.com.
I know I need to pay attention to my health, but I just can't seem to find the time. Between rushing to work and taking care of the kids, there's not much time left over for me. So I decided to start small by eating more fruits and vegetables and being more active. And then I got the family to make some changes too. We started by keeping a bowl of fresh fruit on the counter, and I limit the amount of sweet snacks I keep in the house. I've also found some creative ways to add more vegetables to our meals. We're taking more walks, and on the weekends, we head down to the pool at the rec center. It doesn't happen every day, but it does happen. You don't have to change your entire life to be healthier. Just make some simple changes and include your family. You'll see how easy and fun it can be.
You can make a difference. Eat smart, play hard, and when you do, your kids will too. A challenge from USDA.